The following ShishMed podcast is a production of DrPodcasting.com.
This is a special podcast produced on-site at ShishMed Connections 2019 annual conference in Nashville as we talked with keynote speakers and session leaders direct from the show floor. We are here with Elisa Knoffel, the founder and president of Ballyhoo Social, one of the first and most innovative social media agencies in the U.S., providing the highest level of platform experience, personalized customer service, and most advanced social strategy planning and execution. And yes, she did pay me to say that. We also have J.C. Sadler here. I'm kidding, of course. Am I kidding?
It was a nominal fee.
It was a nominal. Thank you, Bill. We also are happy to have J.C. Sadler with us. She is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications at FarmD Live. Bring it on, people. We love it. FarmD Live. So thank you for being here at ShishMed Connections 2019. So, Elisa, you run this great content marketing agency. So let's talk about different types of content marketing for people that might just have their first job or they're not quite sure of what this is. Tell us, what are the different types of content marketing we should know about?
Well, I think that one of the things that we see more often than not are marketing directors, VPs of marketing, who realize that content is king. So you hear that constantly. And there's a big feeling of being overwhelmed with what type of content do I need? How do I curate it? Who's going to do it? Who's going to edit it? And then who's going to deploy it? And as social media and digital and communications evolves and changes more and more day to day, it's really important to know what the right type of content is, how to create it, and then how to distribute it online. And I think that there are a lot of ways to do that. I think JC probably has some good perspective also on, from a business perspective, what you look at and questions to ask.
Mm-hmm. JC?
I know for the longest time when I was working in the hospitals, we were so busy with the hospital marketing that when it came time to coming up with what our content was, we would take the same piece of content and put it on the website or put it in a press release or throw it on Facebook or, oh no, we need to tweet it. But it was all the same content. And then realizing that that's not an effective way to reach your audiences, that each different modality requires different types of content. Now, for instance, Facebook, it's so great to have video so you can engage with your audience and have people kind of stop in the flow of what they're seeing in their feed.
Right.
And then just not just saying something about yourself, but also being able to ask questions and engage with our audience. And I know that's when we worked with Ballyhoo and they were like, well, let's take the content that you have and let's look and say, how can we use this in different ways to engage your audience in a way that really help them be attracted to what your mm-hmm. health system has to offer.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So as you were talking about, there's a lot of questions when it comes to content marketing. Where do we start? What's the first thing we should do when it comes to putting together a content marketing strategy?
I think one of the most important things that a lot of businesses fail to do is they get into the tactics first and not the strategy. So what's the business goal? From a business perspective, what are you trying to accomplish? And one of the things I think that we do a really nice job of is making sure that every piece of content that's created has a very specific call to action. What do you want the patient, consumer, customer to do with that content? And how does it serve up in your bigger business goals? And I find that that can be a really effective way to make sure that not only you're creating things, but you can measure it on the back end.
Mm-hmm. JC, what do you think?
Well, the other thing that I think is important that Ballyhoo did very well for us was to help us also tie back to what the goals of our brand were. And if the goal of that is to demonstrate the care that you can provide or the types of healthcare opportunities that people may have in your community, whatever it is, whether it's working with stuff that we had as a brand, as a hospital, or our larger health system, tying all of that strategy together in a way that still finds ways that people can respond to it, whether it's ask a question or schedule an appointment or even just write a comment that allows you to invite them to come to something at your facility.
So know your business goals, know what your CTA is, and make sure your content ties back to the goals of the brand. So then how do we choose the right platform for the delivery of our content?
Well, I think that, again, going back to the objective of what you're trying to accomplish from a business perspective, but also understand that all of the platforms that are out there, email marketing is absolutely not dead. I think a lot of people think social is everything, and that's just not the case. Social is absolutely an evolving platform, but we've talked about it before. It's a pay-to-play system. And so one of the other most important things that we have to look at is that there are a lot of different ways to drive content. Mm-hmm. So email marketing,
right.
website marketing, podcasting, video, and making sure you understand the demographics of each of the platforms and what the delivery model is, mm-hmm. and then constantly look at your metrics. Because metrics are changing. You know, the users on Facebook are evolving and changing. There are new social platforms evolving every single day, and people are using things very differently. So I think that while having a strategy is important, it's also critical to make sure that you're looking at your data and understanding where people are either migrating to or migrating from, and what's resonating with them. Mm-hmm. So it's not only the platform, but you know, the beautiful thing too is that you can definitely measure metrics on social. You can tell how many impressions, how many likes, you can still tell how many likes, but that may change soon. but there are a lot of metrics and there's a lot of database information that you can do to do that. So I think looking at the continuum of the platform, the content, and the metrics is critical.
Mm-hmm. JC?
I would say one of the things that was important to me in looking at agencies, whether for social or for other things, was finding someone that could be nimble. Because you have so many different companies and agencies that they do one thing, or that's what they've done, and you want to work with people that are going to be able to evolve with the technology. So whether it's saying, you know, in working with Ballyhoo, well, we've been working with podcasting, and how do you use that in your social networks? Or video is growing, and so how do we do that in a way that is cost effective? I think sometimes people think we have to have these big elaborate videos. No, mm-hmm. they're actually more believable if they feel more natural and spontaneous. So how does your agency look to not just do what the big thing is, but mm-hmm. what's the thing that fits you and that they're going to be nimble with what your needs are?
Right. So start with something you know is going to be successful or really speaks or helps the bottom line of the brand, if you will.
I think that JC also brought up a good point about being really authentic with your content and making sure it's tied to the brand. And so if you have content that's incongruent with the brand or the business objective or the marketing objective, consumers will backlash against that. So being truly authentic and creating experiences that don't feel too staged serves well on socials in particular, I find.
I think that's a perfect lead into my last question here. A lot of healthcare companies have Facebook pages or Twitter, or they have a podcast, or they've dabbled in video, all different forms of content marketing. What is one thing that everybody could do better, in your opinion, that people aren't doing now?
I think that there are some brands that are doing a lot of things really well, but I think that one of the things that JC brought up is if you distribute the same amount of content or the same type of content on every different platform and cookie cutter it, and you don't make it social, especially in the social media space, that can be detrimental. So I think everyone can always look to find new ways to make content social and also utilize the ever-evolving platform tools.
Yeah, that makes sense. So don't be cookie cutter, because you do see a lot of that. So that makes a lot of sense. And JC, what do you think? What's something we all can do better when it comes to our content marketing?
I think don't just put things out there, but listen to what people are saying back. So if people are liking your posts, but they're asking questions in your comments, are you responding to those? And are the type of posts that you're doing evolving based on what people are engaging with? So you can't just have a plan and stick to it, but as on the provider side, we also have to be nimble with how we respond to those people that are we want to engage with.
So three easy steps then. Don't be cookie cutter. Always respond when people are responding to you, and work on evolving your posts. Great information. Elisa and JC, thanks so much.
Thanks, Bill.
And if you were unable to attend ShishMed Connections 2019, you can access the session recordings by purchasing the virtual conference. Just visit shishmed.org/virtualconference. And please join us at next year's conference, September 13th through the 16th, 2020, at the Hyatt Regency in beautiful Chicago, Illinois. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And to access our full podcast library for other topics of interest to you, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. This is the ShishMed Podcast, Rapid Insights for Healthcare Strategy Professionals in Planning, Business Development, Marketing, Communications, and Public Relations. I'm Bill Klaproth. As always, thanks for listening.